This is happening in Indonesia. Police are investigating the case of a young woman who claims she became pregnant by a gust of wind.
Like Mary.
Got her pregnant, and she gave birth an hour later. So, yeah, very much like Mary. She's 25. She's separated from her husband. They already have one child, so she knows how pregnancy and birth and children, she knows how it happens. It's not like it's a mystery or anything. You know what I'm saying? So I thought, like, when I first saw the story, I was like, well, she's probably like a virgin. She doesn't know anything about sex, and she didn't realize that she had had sex, and now she's pregnant. That's what I was thinking. But no, she has what doctors are saying that she has something called, let me look it up.
Schizophrenia.
Cryptic pregnancy. It's a term used to describe a pregnancy that's not recognized by the mother until she's in labor or giving birth.
Yeah, there's whole TV shows about that where people sit on the toilet and their stomach hurts and blah, there's a baby.
Right, exactly.
But yeah. She thinks wind made her pregnant?
Yeah, she said,
it doesn't work that way.
She said, after afternoon prayer, I was lying face down and suddenly I felt a gust of wind enter my vagina. 15 minutes later, she was in pain in her stomach, which grew bigger suddenly. And then she went to a health clinic because she wasn't feeling well and she ended up giving birth.
The whole pregnancy was 15 minutes long.
That's what she claimed. Well, I mean, she was pregnant the whole time, but she only acknowledged it once she was crowning, I guess.
Wow. I mean, that's the way it should be, because I think, that would be great for the woman just to be pregnant for 15 minutes and then give birth and be done with it.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. But the scary thing is, you know, when I think about it, I think about, like, what's she going to tell her kid when her kid says to her, how do babies happen? Where do babies come from? Well, you lay on your stomach, a gust of wind comes up your skirt, and then 15 minutes later, there's a baby. As they go on with the story, they say that, you know, until they figured out that she had a cryptic pregnancy, they realized she lives in an area of Indonesia where it's a little sketchy about how women get pregnant. And they were saying that, I guess there's like a minister of, like a health minister that's there, a woman who said she warned women they can get pregnant if they swim in the same pool as males with strong sperm.
I believe that.
So women stop swimming unless they want to get pregnant, in which case they swam away.
Well, it can live in a hot tub for a while.
Right. Okay. But.
And I'm pretty sure if you go to a Holiday Inn hot tub, you'll get pregnant.
I don't think it works like that. I mean, you have to really, like, get it up there. You can't just, it's not like you're swimming in it. And
you
it goes
have
up your
no
nose.
Idea. You've never been pregnant, so you don't know.
Well, that's true.
And you've never been in a hot tub, so you don't know.
I have been in a hot tub, and I've never gotten pregnant from it, so there you go.
Yeah,
I'm right.
I can almost imagine you've never been in a hot tub because you're so freaked out by germs. It's been decades since you've been in a hot tub.
I've never been in a public hot tub.
See, there you go. That's why you never got pregnant. If you would have gotten in a public hot tub, you would have been pregnant.
Not in a million years. No, I had a boyfriend that his parents had, like, some, they were rich and they had some house that had a hot tub, and I was like, let's get in the hot tub. It was not as exciting as the commercials and all the ads make it seem. I was in there, I was like, and now what?
Right.
Yeah, it was not fun. But yeah, so there you go. I figured you'd like that story about a woman who got pregnant from wind.
Well, I don't know if I like that one more or this one more.
Okay.
Where's Sussex? That's in England? Is that where that is?
Yes.
Okay. A man went to Sussex police and said, lock me up. Put me in jail.
For what?
I want to go to... He didn't have a reason. He wanted to get out of his home. He wanted peace and quiet of prison. So he went to the police and said, please, for the love of God, I'm sick of my family. Take me to prison right now.
I can't bear them one more minute.
So he handed himself in, and a psychologist had to take him to the side and talk to him and say, dude, this is not really how you're supposed to go to prison. You do bad things. But he goes, no, I wanted peace and quiet.
Right. I don't want to commit a crime. I don't want to have a record. I want to be able to still get a job. I just don't want to be with those people anymore.
Well, they said since April, almost a quarter of couples, 23%, said struggling with their relationships have been a huge burden on their relationship right now.
Yeah.
Divorce has soared 300%.
Right.
Since last year.
Yeah. My friend who's a divorce attorney, she's like, I've never been busier.
But, you know, you see people on TV, on the movies, in prison, and they do look like they're having a great time because right. You can just relax all day. You don't have to do anything. You can probably have peace and quiet. You don't get caught up on reading.
Go to the yard, go for a workout.
Get breakfast, get lunch, get dinner. You can maybe watch TV. There's some prisons that have TVs in the cell.
Right. You get shanked in the shower.
But I mean, either dealing with your kids, your wife yelling at you, or getting shanked. I think I'm picking jail too. I kind of agree with him.
But see, his family sounds like it is jail. You know, it's funny. It's like jail's supposed to be a little bad for you. Like you're supposed to go there and not be happy. Mm. It's not supposed to be a place to rest from your family.
While the chain gangs, back when they had those, you actually worked. So you don't want to go to jail then, because then you're outside, you're working on a railroad or whatever the hell you're doing. But now you can just chill.
I think there's still chain gangs. There's still and there's still work. No, you have to work. You have to have a job. You can't just lay around a prison all day.
You can't?
You can do something. You got to work in the laundry. You got to work in the kitchen. You got to clean a toilet.
You don't have to work.
Yes, you do.
No.
You have to. Yes, yes. You can't just lay there and do nothing. You have to work.
How do you know? You haven't seen anything since Oz.
I've watched documentaries on it. You have to do stuff in the
prisons. No, I don't think you have to work.
Yes, in fact, one of the things that the prisons do on a regular basis is they have businesses. They run businesses. Like, it used to be back in the day they made license plates, but now they make all kinds of stuff. Like microwaves. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff that prisons are churning out these days.
Yeah, because they want to make the 30 cents a day that the prisons give them. But if you don't want the 30 cents a day... Because
you don't need the money.
Your old lady puts money into your account or whatever, you know, then you don't need a job.
And then what about visiting days? You just not go?
You just not go. I mean, if you don't smoke, you don't need cigarettes, you know.
Right. And that's true.
So I don't think you have to work. I don't think they have John Wayne Gacy, you know, working on a microwave.
Yeah, but how do you sit there in prison, right? And some guy's like, what are you in for? What do you say?
Well, you can look another guy in the eyes and say, I had four kids and a psychotic wife at home. Did you kill him? I didn't kill him. You know, I just wanted a way. And the guy goes, I completely understand.
That's what would happen?
Yeah, I'll make your bed for a week, you know. Yeah, I completely understand, dude. I know.